Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Wears McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. You knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
Joining I'm just glad it was you and not me.
You've got a much better one. Less offensive, right, shall we say. Joining me today to talk about the news that Jazzwares have acquired the Hasbro G.I. Joe license is Justin Jazzwares to Moonbase 2 Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. It is much better, isn't it? Although I think a lot of Transformers fans will be like, actually, that's more offensive. Earlier today, HisTank reported that Jazzwares had acquired the Hasbro G.I. Joe license. Although details are sketchy at the moment, it is clear that the news will be fully revealed at Toy Fair in February, which HisTank also discussed in a separate story, laying out some minor details of what we can expect from Toy Fairs in the UK, Germany and New York over the next 2 months. It has also been speculated that based on previous with both companies and specifically with the Nerf product line, Jazzwares did develop and produce additional accessories for the brand, so it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for the same to happen in this instance. Jazzwares are also famous for producing the popular 4 and 6 inch Fortnite figures, so maybe we could see them chipping in with the main toy line for Snake Eyes and the previously reported Evergreen rumour. Either way, it's positive movement on the brand from a toy perspective. Justin, what were your thoughts initially to the news?
It was kind of mind-blowing to me originally, because obviously the first thing I thought of was Fortnite. Jazzwares has been absolutely killing it with the Fortnite brand, both 6-inch and 4-inch scales, and kind of doing some things that companies haven't done in a long time in the 4-inch scale. So, you know, I was like, whoa, you know, it really took me by surprise. Now, of course, we don't know that their license includes making action figures. That seems a little counterintuitive for an action figure production company to license a different company to make their action figures, but who knows? I mean, we also know Hasbro's been kind of downsizing a lot of their staff and moving folks around, so anything's possible, but I was certainly taken by surprise. I'm one of the few kind of 4-inch enthusiasts that hasn't actually sampled the Fortnite figures yet. I haven't bought any or checked any out. I probably will at this point, just out of curiosity's sake. But yeah, I mean, it's very interesting news regardless. I mean, it's movement in one direction or another, whether it's action figures or not. It's certainly a focus on the brand and interested in getting some kind of merchandise out there, whatever it might be.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, you mentioned the 4 and 6-inch figures that Jazzwares produced for Fortnite. I mean, if we kind of look at the structure of how toys are made, I mean, Hasbro should have been in development, or you would assume would have been in development with Snake Eyes product 2 years in advance.
Sure.
So we're either getting the news that this is coming out to the forefront now, and if that is the case, that Jazzwares have been working on product in the kind of background, it's been kept very quiet in terms of, you know, we usually pick up a bit of news around here and there, having people that are connected to Hasbro and other kind of, you know, toy companies and stuff. So it's interesting that information has managed to stay underground, if that's the case. Alternatively, we could be looking at Hasbro's already developed and produced toys for Snake Eyes and this possible Evergreen rumor. That's probably already in the pipeline anyway. And Jazzwares are coming on board maybe to do Nerf-like G.I. Joe accessories, which would make a lot of sense with the previous, you know, history between the two companies, right?
That's certainly possible, yeah. I mean, I haven't followed that area very closely. But yeah, I mean, if that's kind of a pre-existing thing that Jazzwares has done alongside Nerf, I don't doubt that might happen at all. I mean, that could certainly be an angle they'd go to, especially with G.I. Joe, very, you know, kind of a military-oriented or weapon-oriented type of brand. That's certainly would be something ripe for their licensing, yeah.
Because, I mean, I just don't see Hasbro relinquishing their control over the action figure area, or at least, like, the 4-inch action figure area. Because we've been told in the past, haven't we, numerous times, that Hasbro won't give up the license for that particular area, of areas that they would develop themselves. And, I mean, that covers quite a lot of things. But for the main part, that's always been said alongside the 4-inch product, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, G.I. Joe, they consider one of their in-house brands. You know, I mean, that's one of the very few items that, you know, has truly been conceived of and developed and born from within Hasbro. And, you know, my understanding is they're very protective of that, you know, probably for, you know, cultural as well as financial reasons. So, I mean, this does seem a little odd, which makes me think they might be trying to double dip a little bit where they're able to do their figures, but then also getting some licensing fees from another company who will take over some of that the other stuff they might not want to focus so much on.
Could you see Hasbro doing this more in the future in regards to licensing out their brands for other companies to take the reins on product that they would usually have taken full responsibility for in the past?
I can certainly see that. I mean, Brian Goldner has been pretty obvious and pretty frank about the fact that they want to become more of an entertainment company than really, well, I don't know if they want to become more of an entertainment company than they are a toy production company, but they do want to add entertainment company to kind of their portfolio.
Yeah.
And as they kind of gear themselves towards more of that sort of work, then it wouldn't surprise me if they want to kind of, you know, back off a little bit on the actual manufacturing and production side of things, especially as things get so dicey with China and things like that. You know, maybe they kind of figure the digital production and kind of, you know, treatments and stuff like that are more lucrative than actual manufacturing of the stuff.
Yeah. And like just on kind of the last note, and this is probably like two separate things colliding in my brain at the same time, but I mean, the figures Jazzwares have produced for the Fortnite brand have gone over really well and been well stocked in the numerous Targets, Walmarts, GameStops, sure, that certainly I've frequented since they were released. Could you see that sort of success transplanted to Joe, or are we talking about completely different situations considering the huge computer game attached to that particular franchise?
Yeah, I think it's a different animal. I think Fortnite is really kind of a new sort of, not necessarily new, but it's on a different level. I mean, it's got a level of popularity outside of action figures that, you know, frankly, G.I. Joe just doesn't have and hasn't had for a very long time. So I don't think that you'll necessarily, just because it's being made by Jazzwares, suddenly they'll be held every single place that Fortnite is. I don't envision that. I think it is a different animal, and I don't think we will see, unless Snake Eyes really explodes or unless a new cartoon comes out. And really, I think the success of Fortnite has kind of proven the fact that, you know, you might need more than just a TV show and a cartoon in order to really captivate the audience these days. You may need some kind of successful, you know, immersive environment like a video game or mobile game or something like that. Something that isn't just licensed schlock is really kind of a new idea or a new venture that really captures the attention of the kids today.
If they were to do action figures, if Jazzwares were to be kind of jumping on the 4-inch and 6-inch bandwagon for Hasbro and was a success, could you foresee something similar happening to what Mattel did with the ones, Super 7, I think it was.
Super 7, yeah.
Where they said, yeah, go ahead and do your Masters of the Universe figures. Now that they're really successful again, they want back in. So they want to kind of,
yes,
so they're taking it back. Could you see that happening with Hasbro and Jazzwares here?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, yeah. If they do let Jazzwares make action figures, I could certainly see if, you know, there being some kind of buyout clause or the contract having a terminating date where they say, you know, okay, G.I. Joe is now part of the American lexicon again. We'll take that back now. I could see that happening, sure.
We'll take it from here, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for carrying it for a little while.
You've done all the hard work. Yeah. No, yeah, totally. Anyway, well, Justin, thanks for jumping on and chatting.
Jazzwares, no,
acquiring the G.I. Joe license, we don't really know what it means yet fully. Of course, another thing we should probably mention is that Toy Fair is just around the corner. We're getting one in,
yes,
the UK, in Germany, and then finally at the end of February, we'll be getting the one in New York. So according to the story we've heard so far from, or the information we've heard out of Histank, they've just been leading the way so far. But they said that we probably won't see much for the UK and Germany toy fairs, as they've become more of a locked down industry,
right,
kind of thing.
The UK doesn't count, Chris. You
exactly,
know this by
exactly.
Now.
Even though I'm there at the moment, it doesn't exist. It's not real.
Exactly.
So they'll be showing things off, but only to licensors. Like people that want the license, they'll be so we probably won't be getting much other than information out of those particular toy fairs, but we will, I imagine, and has been kind of mentioned, start seeing things at New York Toy Fair. How much does that excite you?
Oh, very much so. I mean, it's been a while since there's been something I've really looked forward to at Toy Fair. You know, I always kind of pay attention to Transformers and Marvel Legends and that stuff, but you know, this year, kind of for the first time in a long time, there'll be something actively G.I. Joe related in the pipeline. And I think that's almost a given. I don't think Hasbro's done any kind of official statements on that fact. But with the Snake Eyes film coming out and with this Jazzwares licensing deal, which of course is still a rumor, you know, it's not confirmed 100%, but I think there's a good chance that we will actually see some G.I. Joe content at Toy Fair this year.
I can also confirm, without giving any names away, so this is an anonymous kind of style maneuver here, but I have sources who have seen product for the upcoming G.I. Joe year 2020.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I'm not going to give any names away, but they have seen with their own eyes legitimate new stuff. So, and again, I can't go into any more details than that because they couldn't give me any more details than that.
Yep.
So, we are definitely seeing something, and I think Toy Fair, I can almost confirm that we'll be seeing probably what they've seen. So, there we go. That should wet everyone's whistle. And hopefully I won't get too many messages.
My whistle is appropriately wetted.
Yeah, but I wet your whistle on a regular basis, Justin.
Just hearing your voice wets my whistle.
Amazing. Anyway, buddy, thank you for jumping on. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And dry yourself off.
Take care. That's it
for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome wet co-host, Justin Wet My Whistle Bell. See you next time. And as always, clean your bells. Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.